just thoughts on how things did and didn't work out with Mo Wilkinson over the past couple of years.
Yeah, I think, you know, reflecting back on Mo, obviously everybody's aware of the transaction made today. I think when you sign a player, you obviously, you know, you think of the potential he has, and hopefully you try to have him help him fulfill that. You know, when something doesn't work out, you obviously, you know, you wish it would have, but it didn't. It kind of comes down, really, when you think back on the contract and how he played in 2015, it ends up being a bit of a business decision. And then with those contracts of that size, there's expectations of performance. And then really what you do is you have to go back and sort of look at how you allocate your resources. You know, and unfortunately, you know, it was kind of a tough decision for us to make, but the way we originally structured the contract was gave us sort of a two-year window to make that determination. And, you know, again, we'd like to have, you know, wish things had worked out differently, but, you know, we had to make a decision and move forward. And we do wish Mo all the best, but, you know, obviously we have a lot of cap space and ability to go do stuff with that this year, so we're kind of looking to the bigger picture on that. No, I think with Leo in there, I think Leo is a very good, young, talented player. You know, Steve McClendon, I think, has done a nice job for us. Mike Pinnell came on late. Actually, he was a nice addition to us when we picked him up, and you know, he's one of the many few free agents we have that we'd like to get back. And then Coney Ealy came in and played and did some good things for us. I don't necessarily view it as a position of need, per se, for us right now. I think they're, you know, I think we feel pretty good about the players we have. There's other positions we probably are more focused on going into the offseason. But this is, you know, again, there's always players in pro free agency. There's players in the college draft to that position. So whether we add one at some level, you know, I wouldn't necessarily rule it out, but I don't think it's a high priority for us right now. Yeah, we obviously take those things very seriously. In particular with Dylan, just happened literally the other day, and we're still in the process of gathering information on that. So, you know, we don't take it lightly. And but both those are kind of pending legal issues right now that we're going to sort of see how it plays out. We're all monitoring those things. I've had frank conversations with both those players. So we'll see how things go going forward. And we'll address it in due course. So. Well, I would, you know, again, as we go forward here, we're going to kind of evaluate this, how the thing plays out from a legal standpoint. I would say, you know, any player on the roster, we're going to, you know, this is not something, you know, we take lightly. So we'll see how it plays out, and we'll make, you know, again, we gather all the information, we'll make our decisions accordingly. Yeah. Well, again, they're definitely things we're not, you know, we don't take lightly. I mean, we do, but they are kind of legal things that are playing themselves out right now, and then we're just going to let that, you know, we're going to see how the legal process plays out. The NFL obviously will be involved with both of these. They'll make their determination on how they're going to handle that or discipline that, too. So we're kind of going to see how this thing plays out going forward.
You don't have to wait until, you know, the legal process to play out. If you wanted to cut a guy, you just cut a guy.
Well, you always have that ability. But I do think when you go through these, when you have these incidents, you do like to, you know, let the process play itself out so you gather all your information so you make a decision accordingly. So they are fluid, so we're following them.
Have you gathered all the information that you need?
Again, most of us were either here or in transit here, so we're still in that, you know, in that process right now. But again, it is a legal matter that's pending, and we're going to follow it closely and see how it unfolds. Well, I think every team in general does that. I mean, we're no different than anybody else. I think we do quite a bit of research on these players. You know, again, I don't think we have to do anything necessarily different in how we do our process. These things do come up. These things do happen. We will evaluate as we go forward. We're constantly, I mean, in this process, I think in the scouting process in general, every team sort of self-scouts and evaluates things, make sure if something happens that, you know, is not expected, they go back and figure out why. But we actually feel pretty good about our process, and we're very thorough, and we have a lot of people involved in this process to make sure we vet them appropriately and go forward.
Do you think you made a mistake trading Robinson?
No, I don't think. I don't really, you know, until this next season plays out, we'll see how he does. He has a lot of ability, a lot of potential. We'll see how things unfold. Again, we don't take what happened lightly in terms of his thing, and it's obviously a pending legal case, so we'll see how that one plays out. But we'll kind of monitor that as we go forward. Well, obviously, we have the two young kids under contract. Josh is a free agent. We're going to approach that position like every other position, obviously, in the, you know, via pro free agency in the college draft. At least from that standpoint, we're kind of excited about the, you know, the players that are in pro, potentially in pro free agency, if assuming they make it to the market. We're also kind of excited to see what the draft prospects look like. I don't think we are solely focused on the quarterback, but it's definitely a position of interest for us, and we're going to kind of address, you know, evaluate this process going forward and see what happens. Yeah, you know, it's people always say, it's like a sort of a 15-minute little dating kind of, you know, experience you have with them. You get a small window with them. In some cases, you get more exposure to these players when you go to their pro days and you're around them in that environment. Sometimes we'll schedule private workouts with them. Sometimes we'll bring them in for visits to our facility, so we get a lot more opportunities to see them. But at least it gives you that little window of 15 minutes to kind of get a feel for their personality a little bit, ask them some key questions. But it's really a small part in the bigger scheme of things. So really in the 15-minute window, you don't get a lot of time with them, but you do get at least initial impression with them and go from there, especially with the underclassmen who, you know, sometimes you'll see the seniors at the college all-star game, so you do get a little exposure to them, you know, more extensive exposure. But with the underclassmen, this is really our first chance to actually see them face-to-face and talk with them.
Mike, what are some of the thoughts on Baker Mayfield?
In terms of our thoughts on any particular players, I really don't want to do that because everybody in the NFL, we all sit here trying to glean information. Honestly, we follow all the writers and beat writers for all the other teams to find out who they like and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, obviously he's a very obviously prolific and productive college quarterback, so we're kind of excited to see how he performs here and with all the other quarterbacks in the draft class. Well, I would say, you know, I think really when you look at it, there's, you know, ideally you could probably attack it from both angles, you know, in a perfect world, whether it's a pro free agent or a college player. I mean, I think, you know, the goal is to find that quarterback that you feel very comfortable with to lead your franchise going forward. And if it comes via the pro free agency or the college draft, you know, and when it's all said and done, we don't really have necessarily a preference either way. But our goal is to try to find and identify and acquire one of those guys. Again, in the attempt not to tell every other team in the NFL what we're going to do, Manish, but no, it's a position, like I said, it's a position of interest to us. Obviously, quarterback is an extremely important position in this league, as everybody's well aware of that. And with our, in essence, our starting quarterback from last year, Josh McCown, a free agent, that's going to be a point of interest for us. Oh, Brian? I think very highly of Brian. I think that was an excellent hire they had down there. You know, I don't know if I have any great advice for Brian per se. I will say this, is when you're in this job, it's funny. And Brian has been an assistant general manager and been a director of player personnel or VP of player personnel. So it's always funny when you sit in that chair right next to the general manager, you have an idea, you think of everything that it entails, but until you actually sit in that chair, it's a whole different story. But I think Brian's going to do an excellent job. Well, I know last year, I think we used the term open for business, so that was kind of a good catchphrase. If you guys want to do some marketing for us again this year, we'll probably be in that market again. No, I think really the thing that excites me most about the draft is that there's so many different things that could potentially happen. We would have no qualms about potentially moving up. We'd have no qualms sitting where we are and taking a player. We have no issue potentially moving back, if not even at the top pick, any pick in the draft, so... I think really it's going to be kind of exciting to see what happens and how this class kind of comes together, and we can do our evaluation process. But we're definitely, you know, looking to be active in the draft and do something or anything that would help us build this thing going forward. Well, you know, Christian has made progress so far. You know, I know he hasn't had a chance to actually do it in a regular season game, but we did have a good chance to see him extensively in the preseason. So, you know, him and Bryce, we're both kind of excited to see how those guys do. This will be a big offseason for both those guys. And we'll see how it plays out going forward. And they'll have their opportunities, I'm sure, in training camp to have to go out there and kind of show how they've progressed.
Mike, how would you describe what your approach will be in 2 weeks with free agency?
Well, it'll be interesting to see kind of, obviously, which players we can potentially line up first for the initial visits. I think, like all free agencies, it's I think with the negotiation window, it's funny. I think the thing you find is if like sort of the first phase, the second phase, the third phase, it all happens much quicker nowadays. So I think the thing we'll probably end up doing, obviously we'll be very active on the first day in terms of the higher profile guys. But I think the one thing I've noticed in the NFL this year, or in the past years, I should say, is that the free agency moves very quickly. So I think you don't really, if you have guys you're targeted and you have kind of your range for how you value them, I think we're going to be very active to try to, you know, and we may sign a big ticket guy, we may sign a small ticket guy. It'll be interesting how it plays out, but I think we're going to be very active in free agency. We do have, obviously everybody's well aware, we have, you know, quite a bit of cap space to work with. But there are quite a few players that we're quite interested in. Now, all that being said, even with our own free agents, there's quite a few players we'd like to retain from our own group of free agents, but again, they're going to go out there and test the market probably, and we may get a few of those guys signed before free agency, but it's going to be kind of a fluid thing, and we're going to look at, I think, really with the amount of cap space we have, there's a lot of different scenarios that we sort of played out to see how it all unfolds, but, you know, our focus is to really try to continue to build this thing in the vision we have for it, and we're kind of excited about the, you know, what can potentially happen here in free agency, so.
How do you balance that versus now having all this cap space to go out and really spend?
Yeah, I think I think every NFL GM would probably say the same thing. Ideally, you want to build through the draft because it's, in essence, your cheapest form of labor when you actually acquire them, and you can kind of build from within. And ideally, in a perfect world, you'd rather go out and sign your own free agents because you know them the best. But the one thing, too, there's always avenues to kind of improve the talent on your roster. And I think our approach will be, obviously, to go in and try to figure out every position, try to make it as competitive as possible. And to a certain degree, I think we are trying to do things that can help us not only in this coming season, but obviously identify players that can help us next year and the year after that. So we continue to build sort of a young group of players. We made a lot of, you know, very tough decisions last year, sort of retooling the roster. With the idea of we got to, you know, after we got through last year, get to this season where we actually have a lot of cap space and cash to potentially work with. So that's what we're kind of excited about. We do feel good about some of the young players we had and how they played this year and kind of the chemistry of those guys, how they kind of came together and played hard. And, I mean, we only won 5 games. We'd like to have won, you know, if it's been one more. But we did beat 3 playoff teams in the AFC, and we played 3 teams in the NFC pretty tough that went to the playoffs too. We're not where we want to be, but I do think there's a lot of potential to continue to move that process along as we acquire talent and build this team and with an idea of not just, hey, we want to do everything for this current season, but we're going to do things to lay the groundwork to have us, you know, build it for the next 2 or 3 years. Yeah. You know, I think it's you feel good at times, but you realize it's there's a lot of things, you know, there's a lot of important things you have to do this off season. So it's, you know, the draft is obviously a focal point. Pro free agency is going to be a focal point. But I think the one thing we felt it was interesting after we finished the 2016 season and we had our player exit interviews, you know, as you're sitting there and you're going through the process, you felt, you know, you realize there's tough decisions you're going to have to make and really go down that road to do what was in the best interest of the team long term. This year in particular, when we had those exit interviews, a lot of the players, it was just a different feel. A lot of the players were more frustrated, but they also were more glass half full kind of feel to it. But they also felt like, hey, we're not that far away, but again, there's a lot of things we have to do this off season to help move it, continue to move in the right direction. So well, you know, I think I don't want to, you know, I don't think we necessarily want to go into, you know, anything trying to feel like pressured. I think really it's, you know, if you go into pro free agency, I think there's some potential options there that, you know, again, we have to see how the market plays itself out. But there's some, you know, potentially good players in the college draft too. So we'll see how that plays out. So the one thing we do have, you know, again, we are sitting there at the sixth pick. There are some good players in this draft at many positions. We do have some extra ammunition with an extra second-round draft pick, so it's not as if we're without resources to go do something if we feel that's the best interest of the team going forward. So, no, I'm sorry, that was the last question he just said a second ago. Not just.
So you're not opposed to, like, packaging some of those draft resources to move up and grab a quarterback?
I would say, I wouldn't necessarily say, because everybody's going to be, okay, what are they want to go up and just draft a quarterback. You know, we'll see how this thing plays out. So I don't want to necessarily, you know, tip our hand for anything in particular, but really there's so much that has to happen before we get to that point in time. Like, we have pro free agency and the college draft. So we'll see.
Thank you, everyone.